Hello, hello. It is 1:30 in the morning, and it's me, Queen Nisha, having a little rough time, so I figured I'd just talk about it. Why not? I ain't got nothing else better to do. Okay, so where do I begin? Right now, I'm 26. I met my husband now in 2011, in January. We've been together ever since. Granted, we've broken up, gotten back together, that type of cycle. But all of those occur because of me. I was not happy. I am still not happy. And now we're going on 10 years together. And I've been unhappy the whole time. I kept a smile on my face through everything. Made my mistakes. Walked away. Came back trying to fix it. I really don't want to get into too much detail. Because as of right now, I don't have the words to express my feelings correctly. So, at this time, I'm withdrawing things right now, but I'm still talking. You'll have to forgive me because I am a little emotional because I've sacrificed a lot of my time and energy and sweat and blood and tears. You know, adopted 3 more kids, adopted nieces and nephews, dealt with family issues, death, friends, girlfriends, all this other stuff. It was ridiculous. But fast forward 10 years later, here I am, sitting here in my room, alone, while he's in the living room, on a couch, sleeping, happy and comfortable and perfectly satisfied with where he is, not next to me. And I've dealt with that for a long time, that type of behavior. And a couple of days ago, I realized that I had lost that girl who would not allow a man to do anything to her. I allowed it. I accepted it. I saw all the red flags and I ignored it. And now here I am. Crying every day, lonely, begging to be loved, looking for love, sitting right there, being completely ignored. Hard. Hard, hard, hard situation. Crazy that I'm even still here. Little do he know. He has broken me down in this relationship. I had to learn how to pick myself up in this relationship while being with him. And now that I'm older, it's like, why go through this? Why? Like, you're stressing me out. You're literally stressing me out. Like, my mental stability as far as me and him goes is damn near about to snap. That joint bent, but it ain't broken. But that motherfucker about to snap. I feel the splinters right now just prickling. Like they prickling. Like you know how you break a bamboo stick and the ends will crack up before the middle breaks. Oh, I can feel it scratching. It's coming for me. Can't let that happen. I refuse to let this man break me for the second time. I'm not doing it with myself. I deserve better. I know I deserve better. I will get better. Eventually, one day. As of right now, I have to start right here in this bedroom alone. Learn how to stand on my own two feet. But you know what? God is good and He has me. I'm throwing this up to Him. He got me. I know He do. Can't believe that I'm really sitting here expressing all of this right now, but I need some type of outlet. I need to get this off my chest, and if this can help somebody, then I want it to help later on down the line when I figure it out and I get my mental right. I'll be able to talk to you guys more about my situation and, you know, the things that I went through. But as of right now, I can't really get too much into detail because I am bruised. I am very bruised and I'm very emotional. And the last thing I want to do is shed a tear. So reliving anything as of right now, I cannot do. But the emotional turmoil that I've dealt with in this marriage is ridiculous. Like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, men, fellas, guys, gentlemen, niggas, whatever the hell you address yourself as. Let me tell you guys something. Not all of you. It's like 20% of you in your own. Nah. Yeah, I'll say that. 20% of y'all in your own little corner. Then you got like 15% of y'all gay, LGBT, transgenders. I'm here with y'all. Love y'all. Sister till y'all die. Till I die. I'm here. Mwah. Got y'all. For real. 10% is 15% is them. 20% are you fellas who are good and everything like that. Now the 10% of y'all who are down low and acting like y'all straight, but you really gay, but you really just bisexual. You just don't know how to admit it. Yeah, it's 10% of y'all out there. Y'all got your own little cut. All right, boom. That's what, 45? Okay, so 65% of you men are garbage. Like, I don't want to call y'all garbage, but come on, y'all. The fuck y'all be doing? I be on social media. I be seeing you men punching these females, these girls. They're supposed to be your wives, your baby mothers, and you're punching them. And like, where's your respect? Like, the hell, where was, like, your mother wasn't there? Like, do you beat on your mother like that? Did your father beat on your mother like that? And if your father did beat on your mother like that, you ain't think that was wrong? Like, come on, man. Y'all cannot really think. If it's a dominance complex, then just admit you got a problem and go fucking figure it out. But don't beat up on this woman. And I ain't even gonna lie, women, y'all asses do it too. Some of y'all women abusive as fuck too. Think that y'all can just hit on a man, especially if you got a man that ain't gonna hit you back. Oh yeah, you bitches take advantage. You really do. Y'all can't do that, young. Y'all human beings. Everybody are fucking human beings. Y'all gotta fucking figure that shit out for real. Like, this don't make no sense. Women sitting here running around, ass out, titties out, all because we so fucking over accepting the bullshit from men, and we are a we are really liberating ourselves sexually from men, like, period. Like, men, y'all better get yourselves together before Y'all really think women run the world? We about to try and kick y'all in y'all asses. That's how assholish you men have become. To the point where us women are trying to get on the levels where we over top of y'all, where we y'all bosses, where we presidents, where we're doctors, and we're lawyers, and we're judges. Where we can really prove that we can run the world. Oh yeah, we coming for that ass. Think about it. I've been in this marriage for 10 years. Been broken. Picked my motherfucking black ass back up. And trying to figure myself out. Tell you. Y'all men, y'all can do something to us. Y'all can make us motherfucking depressed. Y'all really can. And y'all know how to push y'all buttons, especially if y'all got a girl that love you. Man, my nigga was telling me, baby, you do this, you do that, you do that. I was saying, yes, daddy, how high you want me to jump? How low you want me to crawl? How deep you want me to dig? Oh, I'm telling you, I was doing it for the nigga. I was doing the damn thing for this nigga. What? Head over heels in love, man. I don't even think he really realized how much in love I was with him. But that's okay, though. Because another man's trash is another man's treasure. Because I'm gold. I'm a Nubian queen. I'm gold. If you know what I mean. Melanin, yes, dark chocolate, feeling myself, feeling real good, you know, ain't nobody gonna stop me, keep my hustle, keep my grind going, and guess what, I'ma run the motherfucking world with the rest of my motherfucking melanin queens who's doing the damn thing. I'm about to be right next to y'all. What's up, sisters? I ain't gonna call y'all bitches, you all my sisters, okay? Dead ass serious. We ain't about to let these men fucking break us. We not about to let them do that. They wanna run the world. Y'all can go ahead and run y'all own little world. We about to do our motherfucking thing. I know I am. So, anyways, I've been talking to y'all for like, okay, it's going on 13 minutes. It ain't been that long. But it is 1:40 in the morning, and I had a long day. I took my daughter to IHOP this morning, then I took her swimming, and then I went out with my friends and had some drinks. And child, I am tired. This is ridiculous. I guess that's what happens when you living a single life and you're trying to get back to you. You obviously find more time in your day to do stuff. And guess what I'm doing tomorrow? Excuse me, not tomorrow. Later on in the morning. Let's be correct. It is 1:40 a.m. I'm taking my little black ass to church. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Yes. My Jesus, he always watching me. I love him. And I'm going to church tomorrow. Get some blessing in my life for the week. Do it again next Sunday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, here's what I'm going to do. I'm about to reach my 15-minute mark. I'm working with you guys. So, the first video was 5 minutes. This one, I'm going to do 15. And then, you know, so on, until we get there, all right? Because I'm going to get there. So, we're going to close our eyes. We're going to pray. Father God, Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing us all here today. We are grateful for another day, and we are grateful for another 365 days that you are able to give us. Please do not let the wicked tame us and stop us. Please let us prosper and do what we got to do for all our sisters and all our brothers and all of our children. In your name's sake, I pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Queen Nisha Radio. You guys have a wonderful night.